The orgai of God's love. The primary Greek word translated as wrath is orgai, from which we get our English word orgy, as well as orgasm in its various forms. The word itself and its root convey aroused passion, excitement, a reaching after, and overlaps in meaning with thumos, translated also as wrath. Ed Brown translates orgai as God's intrinsic fervor. I like that. I think Ed has captured the essential meaning. For me, it suggests ravishing love. Since God is love, then wrath necessarily is a form of love, for nothing could proceed out from the nature of God that is inconsistent with the love that He is. The conclusion is just too obvious once one has been delivered from the dark demonic imagination that fuels eternal torment dogma. Namely, that God, when faced with the ontological contrarianism that seeks to impose on us a false identity, with us being overcome by a false persona, His love is aroused to reclaim us, to lay claim with divine jealousy to that which belongs to Him. With intrinsic fervor, He reaches out to possess that which is His, and we are His by creation and by redemption. What is commonly called the wrath of God is that quality of love that will not let us go and will not let us miss the glory of His love. It's an awesome, passionate, jealous, intense, possessive love that, when heated up, fills us with awe. Initially, it can be terribly frightening to be the object of such fervor. By John R. Gavazzoni, The Cup of God's Wrath, 2006.